Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about AI. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, do you think that AI will eventually take over the task of writing website content? Yes, I do. I would say that AI will most likely take over the vast majority of... I think that most jobs correlated to writing, answering questions, or providing information or things like that will be taken over by AI at some point. Most areas of automation will also be taken over, I think, to a very large degree. And it mainly has to do with that anything, at least if we go by today's standards, I don't know what's going to happen in the future with AI, but where we are right now, the thing that AIs are usually very good at is at predicting patterns and using patterns to either generate new patterns or classifying, you know, I'm not sure if you do any machine learning or anything like that, but as long as there is a predictable pattern to it, and some patterns can, even though, like, you mean if we're talking about something as creative as writing, for example, that's a massively complicated thing to do. But I don't think that I don't think we're going to have to wait all that long before something like that happens. And it's actually funny because there is a bit of a fear related to this, which I think that most people have. I think more people have gotten used to, or rather, they've woken up a little bit to this idea. Which is, this is where it gets a little bit alien for me, because I have grown up with this, like computers and all the sort of things that happen when you have almost limitless control to information, and you have to be your own reviewer of the information. It used to be the case that most people were accustomed to getting news and information from newspapers or outlets or so forth, where you had people reviewing the content that you were exposed to, so you could trust it to some degree. But now, with the internet and so forth, we've sort of seen what happens when people don't do their own thinking. In other words, we've found in the Americans can probably testify to this more than anybody else, where the idea of things like alternative facts and misinformation and what's true, what's not true, it becomes difficult to navigate when you don't have the capacity to do your own reviews and you simply accept things as fact because you read it. And the fear that people have, I think, especially for AIs who can generate website content, because we're not that far away from this happening, we can already have AIs that simulate human behavior to a point where it's almost a little bit scary to some people. And the question is, like, what happens when AI can generate content? Like, meaningful content that is difficult for you to determine whether or not it's made by a computer or not. Articles, news outlets, everything that you can imagine in terms of what you are today reading as fact on the internet can be automated to the point where you can mass produce news and articles, and there's very little chance for you to figure out if this was a human or an AI who wrote it. And this, I think, is completely inevitable, because the efficiency of this is way, way, way too high, and it's too lucrative to ignore. And in my experience, usually, as with most things, humans will not. They usually will be very. It would be difficult for us to get a consensus on banning something like this, because it's a conceptual threat. It's something that's theoretically a problem, but because there's potentially enormous sums of money and benefits to some people in this, they're going to fight tooth and nail to make it happen, and they usually win, because it's very difficult for average Joe people to rally to an extent where they can fight something that is this beneficial to whoever it is. And some people, I'm not even going to go into like gun control, say, in the US and stuff like that. So, like, there are topics where we simply are ineffective at using something like democracy to to oppose something that could be a major problem for us. It will take a long time at the very least. But this is the sort of stuff that I know that some people will quote, is, say, Elon Musk and people like that, about the dangers of AI and them taking over and so forth. And I kind of go, I'm not so scared about that stage. This is the thing that I think is the real killer, where an AI is sophisticated enough that it can be given a command by a human who has a vested interest in something like profits or misinformation or so forth, and they will basically use it as a weapon. Because if you think that it was bad before, wait until you can basically generate as many news articles proving your viewpoint as you want in a fraction of, like, let's say just a few minutes, maybe a little bit longer than that, depends on what type of performance we're talking about. But it goes to a level that is unheard of, basically. And so my general thinking about this is that it's going to be interesting to see if society as a whole will be able to do the thing that I think is the next hurdle for our species to take. Because if we think about, if we sort of accept the idea of evolution and so forth, or at the very least progress in some fashion, we've noticed a trend that I think is very interesting, and that is that our minds and our tastes intellectually is growing to a certain degree. I had a discussion with a friend the other day. We were talking about how in like the 50s or like back in the day, if we just take something very easy to digest like movies, you usually had the same sort of storytelling format. You had the hero and you had the bad guy, and the hero was all good and the bad guy was all bad, and the hero always wins. If we look at today, we've moved much more towards things like where the nuances starts to emerge, where you start to realize that things are not always so black and white. It's mostly gray, and you can even see things, the protagonist can even be the villain and things like that, where you see a more advanced storytelling format emerging and people loving it. And I think that is an indication that our brains, or like our way of thinking, is actually evolving. Or maybe we were always that advanced, it was just that we never thought about it. I'm not so sure. I'm not an expert in evolution or anything like that. But I think that is the next big hurdle for us, where we as a species need to actually understand that we are still evolving, and the next step for us to take a leap and take the next step in our evolution is to actually realize that our brains and our way of thinking needs to evolve as well, where we can basically not, I suspect that we won't be able to sustain our society much more longer if we can't get to a point where rational thinking, reason, logic, all of these sorts of things, and like not getting so swayed by emotional matters or pure belief without any proof, etc., etc. This is like the objective fact, and he needs to matter, these sorts of values, where these things takes a precedency in and becomes a priority for basically all of us, which is not always the case. A lot of us are very emotional and irrational in many cases. And it's not necessarily anybody's fault, but it's not going to work, I can argue. It's not possible to, you know, proof safe like the entire world. Like, we can't have at some point you're gonna have to start making your own research and actually looking at things in an objective fashion, otherwise we all degrade down into these sorts of problems that we have today, and those problems will consume us sooner or later when nobody can trust anything. Like, the belief we have in each other and the system might corrode to the point where we can't even sustain our society, because our society is based on trust. And if no information can be fully trusted, it becomes very difficult for us to move forward. And that is what I believe is our next big hurdle. An example would be the things such as climate change and global warming, or whatever we call it, right? It's an example of a challenge where the individualistic mindset, where you quote unquote only care about yourself and you prioritize your own survival and what makes sense for you, it works really, really well, if we think about that as a more capitalistic mindset, at a smaller scale, all the way up to a certain point. But when that sort of, where everybody's sort of doing their own thing and nobody feels like they are accountable to everybody else, when that no longer works, you have a problem. because you cannot solve that problem, I argue, in an efficient way without evolving as a person. So what I want you to take away from this is that I do believe that AI will sooner or later take over writing website content. You're probably going to see AI generated novels, art is already a thing, you're going to see AIs take a bigger, most likely you're going to have entire conversations sooner or later with support staff, for example, for different companies and things like that, because AI has a very strong use case that I believe is like the next step in technology. It is the next frontier for all future IT work, I'm pretty sure. We're still early, but it's going to take a very, very large presence in our daily life going forward. And I don't think that that's going to be stopped by any type of fear or something like that, because I really, at the end of the day, I'm not so sure that I think that AI is dangerous. I think that it becomes dangerous because we as people haven't grown to the point where we can perhaps manage such a tool. But I mean, the same thing could be argued for nuclear weapons. And so I don't think that that is an option to say that we shouldn't be doing this. I think that what has to happen is that we have to understand what it is that causes these issues, because an AI is, we don't need an AI to inflict the same sort of damage that an AI could, at least in the early stages that we have, like with which we have today. We've seen it already. Humans can do the same thing with misinformation and cause all these sorts of issues. It's just that this might be at a larger, even larger scale. And the way that I argue we need to fight that, or to protect ourselves from that, is to grow as people. Act with more wisdom and understand that we are also responsible towards everybody else. So, and make ourselves the wisest, most informed, objective and critical and rational people that we can be, because otherwise we are all very likely to be tricked or duped into patterns of thinking that are very dangerous and probably very unproductive. I'm not saying that people should have their thoughts controlled. I'm saying that every person is responsible to be informed and act with wisdom under all circumstances. Have a great day.